Sky Broadcasting presents Over the Hedge, voiced by Amanda Youngs for MCS Agency. With the voices of Bruce Willis as RJ the Raccoon, Gary Shandling as Vern the Tortoise, Steve Carroll as Hammy the Squirrel, Wanda Sykes as Stella the Skunk, William Shatner as Ozzy the Possum, and Nick Nolte as Vincent the Brown Bear. Songs by Ben Folds. A raccoon tries to buy the last item in a vending machine. The packet of cheesy nachos is stuck on the edge of the shelf. In vain, the little creature stretches his arms upwards. He tries using a stick with a little dinosaur head on the end to grip at the edge of the packet.
Come on, baby. Oh. Grab it.
Springs break, so the raccoon discards that. He pulls a boomerang from his backpack. That fails too. He kicks the vending machine furiously. Next, he whacks the machine with a golf club. The display light goes out.
Vincent. No, bad idea.
RJ spots a bear's cave high on the hill behind him. Slinging his golf bag on his back, he sets off towards it. He pulls out a fishing rod and casts it out high above him. A grappling iron lands at the entrance to Vincent's cave and catches on a rock. He reels himself up and crashes against a sign reading, "Do not feed the bears." He takes a deep breath and ventures cautiously inside. He picks up three packets of snacks near the entrance and is about to leave when he spots a huge pile of edible goodies further back in the cave. He drops the packets and is drawn as if hypnotized towards the treasure trove. Suddenly, a bear rears up and stretches, then settles again snoring before RJ. The crafty raccoon lassos a ping pong ball attached to a racket around a branch behind the bear. He leaps over Vincent's head, landing in some empty tinfoil pastry cases. Vincent carries on snoring. RJ turns to the pile of goodies.
Just take what you need.
He bundles up the whole pile, balancing it precariously on a red trailer. Then he spies a life raft and drops it underneath the trailer. Pressing a button, he inflates it and he is thrown, with the trailer, over Vincent to the mouth of the cave. He checks, but Vincent still sleeps. RJ notices Vincent is clutching a tube of Spuddy's potato crisps. He turns to leave, but his greed is too much for him. He rushes back, picking up an empty coffee cup to substitute for the tube of Spuddy's. Neatly, he executes a swap and stands chuckling in front of the bear. Then he opens the tube.
RJ?
No?
The moon's not full. You woke me up a week early? Oh, no. Don't tell me you're dumb enough to actually try and steal my stuff. RJ, I'm gonna have to kill you.
Please, I'm just a desperate guy trying to feed his family.
You don't have a family.
I'm in a family of one. Okay, wait! Look, it's still in the cave, so technically not stolen.
Oh, no!
RJ's golf bag bumps the trailer, sending it crashing over the edge of the cliff and bouncing down to the empty road below, where it slows to a stop.
Stop! Woo! That was close.
A juggernaut thunders over it, blowing everything to smithereens. A furious Vincent thunders after RJ.
Oh, no! Vincent, wait! I can get it all back! That's right! If you eat me, you'd have to do it! But I can get it! All of it!
My red wagon?
Redder! Ow!
The blue cooler.
Blue cooler? On my list! Gotta be blue.
Yes, and I want my Spuddies. I love those things. Cause with a Spuddy, enough just isn't enough.
So true. Painfully true. And I'll tell you what, I'm gonna get you the giant picnic pack, family fun size.
They have that?
I'm pretty sure.
All right, RJ. I'm going back to sleep. When that moon is full, I'm waking up. And all my stuff had better be right back where it was.
But that's just 1 week. That's impossible for one guy. A week's perfect. I'll get some helpers.
Full moon. All my stuff. And don't even think about running away, because if you do, I will hunt you down and kill you.
Okay. Okay, buddy, just rest easy, all right? Because I'm on it. Hey, in a week from now, we're going to be laughing about this thing. Huh?
RJ leans against the picnic area vending machine and the packet of nachos finally falls into the slot. He takes it and scowls at it. Then he walks over to the road where food debris lies in tiny pieces. There's only powder left in the tube of Spuddies. Suddenly, another juggernaut looms up on him and he flattens himself to the road to avoid its wheels. Then he trashes the picnic area nearby.
How great I am. Gotta tell myself, yeah, I'm the man. Looks grim right now, but pretty soon we'll be laughing about it. Ooh, and it's alright.
RJ walks until he reaches the suburbs.
It's not a first,
might be the last.
Yeah, I'm sure I must have been through worse, but
ooh, it's alright.
Got a paddle and a creek.
Yeah, it's alright.
Because I've always got my family of me.
Oh, but that's cold. The one place I didn't have a shell.
A fine spring day, a tortoise wakes up when melting snow lands on his neck. Dragonflies whiz past the weeping willows and budding flowers.
Wow. Spring.
That means there's only 274 days left till winter. Everybody, wake up! Hibernation's over!
Oh, morning!
Morning, Hammy.
I gotta go wee-wee!
Oh, not in the lake we drink from? Let's go, all right, the rest of you. It's spring. That means we gotta get to work.
Ah, finished. No, no, wait!
Come on, everybody, wake up. Don't make me come in there.
Y'all better listen. I've been holding something in all winter, and I'm about to let it out.
Thank you, Stella.
Oh, I can clear a room, Vern. Come on, that much I can do.
Good morning, everyone. Just a super-duper morning, huh?
What? Jeepers.
Whoa, not looking so good around the eyes there, hon.
Bucky and Quillo are up every 3 or 4 weeks, and Spike kept poking me.
Yeah, well, he's kind of pokey.
Yep, he's the sharpest of the bunch there.
You know what? How about I take the day shift?
Oh, Lou, that'd be just super.
All right, kids, you heard your mother, and now you listen to me. Shape up there.
Oh, boy. This is what I was afraid of.
Where's the food? Is there any food left? I'm really hungry, so is there any food left in here, huh?
We ate all the food, Hammy, during the winter, so we gotta go get some more now.
Oh, right! I buried some nuts in the woods, and I know where they are, and I'll be right back. Bye!
Dad, was just snow.
But it could have been a predator.
Isn't playing dead a little weak?
Heather, how many times must I say it? Playing possum is what we do. We die. So that we live.
Kids, I'm the boss of you, okay? So just calm
down. That's why we need to find you this year, don't you know? A good fella.
A good fella?
Uh-oh.
A good fella?
Oh, jeepers, here we go.
Now, why does everyone think I need a man, huh? I look like a nest and smell like a swamp. So when you find a fella who's decent, good with kids, and has no sense of smell, call me.
The family of assorted small animals has been hibernating in a hollow tree trunk.
Oh, look, food!
Well, I think you know, what this means.
Fern!
Just a minute, Hammy. this means we were 9 berries away from starvation.
Oh!
Sorry, that was a little intense. I meant really serious hunger pains.
Fart!
Not finished, Hammy. Morning, Lou. Penny.
Thanks!
Hey, kids. So, what I want to tell you all is... I'm not done, Hammy. If you have to go again, just go. Okay, so all I'm saying is we cut it a little close. So this year we need to make sure that we fill the log...
All the way to the top.
Exactly.
All the way to the top. Because what are we?
Foragers!
And what are we foragers?
Food!
Right!
Super, Vern. Really super.
Okay, Hammy.
Huh?
What is it?
What is what?
What is it you want to tell me?
What was it? Wait! Right on the tip of my tongue! Oh, yeah! There's a weird thing over there I've never seen before. It's really scary. Follow me.
Hammy zips off.
Okay. Meeting called on account of weird, scary thing.
Let's go. Foragers.
Hammy, what weird thing? Oh. That weird thing.
A dense privet hedge looms over the assortment of little animals. There's Vern the tortoise, who spotted the shortage of berries. Also Stella the skunk, with 2 long white stripes down her back. Ozzie the possum, and his daughter, and a family of quilled porcupines. Not forgetting Hammy, the nervous red squirrel. They all look up and around them. The hedge seems to go on forever.
It never ends!
Whoa! Hey!
It never ends that way, too.
Jeepers.
Yeah, jeepers is the word there, huh?
I've seen anything like this.
RJ takes cover behind a tree.
What is this thing?
Heather, no!
I'm scared.
Me too, Mama.
Shh, it's okay. It's just a... What is this thing, Lou?
It's Vern?
Well, it's obviously some kind of bush.
I would be a lot less afraid of it if I just knew what it was called.
Let's call it Steve.
Steve?
It's a pretty name.
Steve sounds nice.
Yeah, I'm a lot less scared of Steve.
Oh, great and powerful Steve! What do you want?
I don't think it can speak.
I heard that, young man. You get over here right now.
Okay.
Hammy, get back here.
But Steve is angry.
I think it came from the other side of Steve. I mean the bush. I mean, jeez. Look, there's only one way we're going to find out what this thing is and what this is all about. I'm going to go check it out. Ay, ay, ay.
Steve ate Vern!
All right, Steve! You brought this on yourself!
Stella, don't! I'm not eaten. I just tripped. I'm gonna go over there. Just don't anybody move.
Vern makes his way through to the neatly mowed back garden on the other side. There's a bench and several statues that seem huge to the little tortoise.
What is this place?
Meanwhile, RJ scales a tree and watches Vern from his vantage point above him. His view also includes the swimming pool and the house beyond it. A dragonfly passes.
Oh, hey there, little fella. Hi.
A jet of water sends Vern into a pillar. A mirrored ball on top wobbles and falls right by him. It rolls along with Vern just staying in front. Then the ball rolls over him and he has to balance on it. He grabs at a barbecue tool and drops to the ground, where sharp forks spear the grass around him. A knife cuts through the garden hose, which unfurls, sending Vern flying into a toy truck, a mug in one hand and a mobile phone in the other.
Operator, can I help you?
Oh!
I'm just driving.
A woman in an SUV drives over the top of Vern's truck. The little tortoise retreats into his shell. Some kids playing hockey whack him back through the hedge to his friends.
Right back
What was that?
Burn.
What was
that
over
there?
Were
these freaky pink primates. They must have come while we were hibernating, and it was awful. They had wheels on their feet, and they had these sticks, and they were whacking me with these sticks like it was some sort of sick game.
You should have died. You should have laid down and died.
Dad.
That's not the worst part. Half the forest is gone.
Huh?
Oh, the oak trees and the berry bushes. They're just gone.
Jeepers.
What'll we do for food? How are we gonna
live? I don't know, but here's what I do know. We will be fine as long as no one goes over Steve again.
It's called a hedge, and it is not to be feared, my amphibious friend. It is the gateway to the good life.
I'm a reptile, actually. But, you know, it's a common mistake. And, you are...
Oh, where are my manners? I'm RJ. Now, please don't think I'm prying, but I couldn't help overhearing, and I think I can shed a little light on what this whole hedge situation is about. You see, what was once mere wilderness is now 54 acres of man-made, manicured, air-conditioned paradise. Except for that little bitty speck. You are here. No, that's a good thing. You're hibernators, right? You gather up a bunch of food, store it away for the winter?
Uh-huh! We fill the log!
Hammy.
Really? This log? This cave-like log?
All the way to the top.
Ozzy?
Let me ask you, how long does it take, you know, to fill the log?
274 days.
Oh! Ever done it in a week?
That's impossible.
Not if we work together. You see, you've got the food gathering skills, I've got the know-how, and they have the food.
How much food?
Loads of food. Heaps of food. Food out the wazoo!
Well, you know, whatever kind of food comes out of a wazoo, I really don't think we're interested in eating.
I don't know. The guy's making a lot of sense to me. I think we should listen.
Yeah, I'm okay with wazoo food there.
No, you're not. The tail is tingling.
Hold on. The what is what?
When something doesn't feel right, my tail tingles. And let me tell you something. Everything you've said so far is driving my tail crazy.
Listen, Vern, right? This isn't something you need to be afraid of.
Well, I am. And for good reason.
Oh,
this is not a birthmark.
Ah, that's because you went over there without a guide, Vern.
Whatever. Thanks for stopping by. We're not interested.
Not interested in the most delicious food you've ever tasted?
No.
Come on.
Not interested.
Okay. I get it. I understand. This is something that you're just not open to.
RJ opens his bag of nachos. There's an explosion of cheesy-flavored powder so big it can be seen from outer space. They're awestruck.
Jeepers.
What is that?
That, my friend, is a magical combination of corn flour, dehydrated cheese solids, BHA, BHT, and good old MSG, a.k.a. the chips. Nacho cheese flavor.
More. Yeah, Vern. Those were good.
It's all good, and we're going over there tonight.
Yeah.
Welcome to suburbia.
A flick of a switch turns the garden lights and the sprinkler system on. The foragers explore. A porcupine admires a prickly cactus.
Jeepers.
How's that tail, Vern?
Listen. If anybody in this family gets hurt, I'm holding you personally responsible.
They're having a good time. I'll take responsibility for that.
Hey, Verno, I took a few clippings out of my quills to do a little comparison. Look at this. The grass seems to be greener over here.
Vern, are you certain you came to the same place?
Yeah, because you know the raccoon says it.
Okay, enough about him. I get it. So he can do a couple of tricks. I mean, it's not like he can walk on water.
Hey, everybody, this way to the food.
RJ skips across floats on the swimming pool.
What is that?
That is an SUV. Humans ride around in it because they are slowly losing their ability to walk.
Jeepers, it's so big.
How many humans fit in there?
Usually, one.
Ooh.
Hi, this is Gladys Sharp. Your president of the Homeowners Association? Right.
Oh, jeepers!
What is that?
Easy, don't worry. That's just a human being, and they are just as scared of us as we are of them. Now, if a human does happen to see you, just lay down, roll over, and give your privates a good licking. They love it.
The homeowner's charter, which you signed, says the grass is supposed to be 2 inches, and according to my measuring stick, yours is 2.5.
Could we just get the food and go? Really, do they have it or not?
Didn't you see it? It was in the box. They've always got food with them. We eat to live. These guys live to eat. Let me show you what I'm talking about. The human mouth is called a pie hole.
a human being is called a couch potato. That is a device to summon food. That is one of the many voices of food. That is the portal for the passing of the food. That is one of the many food transportation vehicles. Humans bring the food, take the food, ship the food, they drive the food, they wear the food. That gets the food hot. That keeps the food cold. That, I'm not sure what that is. What do you know? Food! That is the altar where they worship food. That's what they eat when they've eaten too much food. That gets rid of the guilt so they can eat more food. Food! 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 So, you think they have enough? Well, they don't. For humans, enough is never enough. And what do with the stuff they don't eat? They put it in gleaming silver cans just for us. Dig in! Mm-hmm. Good, isn't it?
Oh, wow.
And that's a diaper. And that does come out of a wazoo. So, what do you think? Was I right or was I right? And these things are just the scraps. Where do you see what comes in the boxes and the packages and the cans? I'm telling you, folks, you stick with me, and in 1 week we will gather enough food to feed a bear.
What?
Just a figure of speech.
A Persian cat comes through the cat flap.
Halt! Intruders! Intruders! Get out, all of you!
Hi, baby.
What are you doing?
Well, you said we should lick our...
No! Nix that! Run!
Run! Get out of here!
Shut up!
Get out of here! I just mopped this patio!
Gladys lays about the escaping foragers with a broom. On the other side of the hedge...
You kids okay? Hun, you all right there?
We'll find other food, right?
See what I mean? That's what I was talking about. These humans don't want us around.
So we scared her and she overreacted. No biggie.
No biggie? Oh, that is what we call a biggie.
Come on, think about the food. It was worth it for that food, huh? That stuff is to die for. Let me rephrase that.
No, to die for. You nailed that part. Look, maybe our little forest life looks primitive to a guy with a bag.
What?
But gee, I think I speak for the whole family when I say we want nothing to do with anything that's over that hedge.
Oh, come on.
I'm done.
You haven't even tried donuts yet. You want to store fat? That is the way to store some fat. You'll be sweating through the winter.
Dad, we'll eat the fart, right?
Okay. All right, you guys sleep on it. Good idea. I'm going to check back with you.
Shoot. Almost had him.
RJ settles against his golf bag in a tree and covers himself with a newspaper.
Good night, Heather.
Good night,
Ozzy.
Good night, Vern.
Good night, Lou.
Yeah, good night there, Vern.
Good night, Penny.
Good night, Vern.
Good night, Hammy.
Good night, Vern.
Good night, Bucky.
Good night.
Good night, Spike.
Good night, Quillo.
Good night, Vern. Remember when we wake up, only 273 days left till winter.
That's enough, Vern.
Good night, 273.
Hey. Spuddy's. You're cooler. Wagon.
Time's up, RJ.
But I have 6 more days! No! No!
Dad!
Oh, okay. 4 poles. Fur. Still alive. Still alive.
Oh. So what are you saying? You want me to take them to his house? No. What are you saying?
Morning. 2 children carry cookie boxes on a red trailer, like the one Vincent wants.
Yes!
Below RJ, the foragers are already looking for food.
Okay, kids, dive in. There it is. Bark for breakfast.
I want a donut.
I want pizza.
No, you don't.
Hammy grabs a bee and shakes pollen onto a piece of nacho-shaped bark. He licks eagerly, but his tongue gets caught on an edge.
Okay, this is great. Granted, it takes some time to chew, but that was very satisfying. And by the way, lots of fiber in there, too. Lots.
I gotta admit, that does look tasty.
What are you doing here?
I'm here to help you with your foraging thing. Look, Vern, you said a word yesterday about your little gang here. Starts with an F. Do you remember what it was?
Family?
Right, right, that. You know, that got me right here. You see, Vern, I used to have all that. My own place, surrounded by loved ones, a universal remote. But then all that went away with the weed hacker incident.
Oh, come on. Oh, come here. Yeah, that feels good, doesn't it?
Oh, brother.
Jeepers, Vern.
We could always use the extra hand there, you know.
The weed hacker, Vern.
The weed hacker.
Okay. Not your problem. I'll just go. This is me. Going. Been nice. Really nice getting to know y'all. Yeah, I'm sure I'll see you around the forest.
Oh!
Take care.
All right. All right. Hey, RJ? You can stay.
Come here, you big lug!
No.
I knew beneath this hard, crispy outside there was a soft nougaty center in there!
Do you mind if I call you Uncle Vern?
With every bone in my body.
Great. Hey, can I work with Hammy?
You want to help me find my nuts?
Very tempting, Hammy. Very tempting. But first, I want to show you this. You like this cookie?
Oh.
Well, this cookie's junk.
I like a cookie.
Easy, easy. Don't worry. I know where we can get some cookies so valuable that they are hand-delivered by uniformed officers.
And the Doyles is the Yellow House.
And there they are. America's most coveted cookies, love handles, skinny mints, neener neeners, and smackaroons. And guess what? They're all yours. Whoa, Hamilton. Hold on there, fella. I love your energy, but you just can't take them.
But you just said they're mine.
They will be if we successfully marry your manic energy to my brilliant plan. You with me, kid?
The eyes
have it. Let's ride.
Hammy and RJ sneak between cars, their faces reflected in the shiny bumpers. Hammy becomes even jumpier.
Hey! You stay away from those cookies. They're mine.
Ah!
Hey, this guy's not coming, is he? Because I don't want him to.
Oh, I have so much work to do. Come on, step into my office. Now, listen up. What we're going for here is a vicious, man-eating rabid squirrel. Can you handle that?
Excuse me?
Yes. Hammy.
rabbits aren't vicious. They're all cute and cuddly, so...
Rabid, not rabbit.
Oh. What?
Okay, so, first we're gonna muss the hair. Ow, ow, ow. Okay. That's looking good. Right, now we're gonna... pet the fur just a little bit. On the tail, stop it. Up here. Mm-hmm. Liking that a lot. Now, show me that wild look in your eye, boy. Come on.
Oh, I can burp my ABCs.
A-B-Z.
Hammy! I just really need you to focus right now, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Let's see.
RJ pulls an aerosol can of whipped cream from his golf bag.
Nice! Oh! Hammy.
Vern goes to the front of the house where Hammy now foams at the mouth.
Done! Now come on, I'll be right behind you. Come on, get out there. Shoo! Shoo!
I'm a crazy rabbit squirrel. I want my cookies! I'm foaming!
Very scary rabbit squirrel.
Baby! Ah,
hey, it's working! Behind you!
I know, you're right behind me!
No!
Oh, no!
Walk it off! Just walk that one off!
What is going on? Is that Hammy?
Everything's under control. Just go back to the hedge.
You call that under control? He's under attack.
He's working.
I'm coming, Hammy.
What are you doing?
Vern is swept up and flung out of his shell at one of the girls.
Oh, no!
What's going on? I got it!
Stay still!
Vern, that was great! You, my friend, are a natural. Or should I say, all natural?
Huh?
Vern realizes he's naked.
Oh. Hammy, you were awesome, my man. You had me scared. I was about to come out there and beat you with a book myself.
You're all right, aren't you? Of course you are. You are Hammy. Those bruises are gonna heal. You know what? Chicks dig scars. Mm.
He was right over there! That's where the squirrel attacked us! He has, like, rabies or something! And there was this gross, naked, amphibian thing.
Reptile. Oh,
It's okay, girls. Go inside, have a cookie, turn on the TV, and calm down.
Thanks, Mom.
I'm sorry, Janice. Did I just hear them say rabid squirrel?
Oh, I think they might just be overreacting.
But what if they're not? What if we have a potential pandemic on our hands? Vermin running loose, spreading disease, and lowering our property values?
Yeah. I have a casserole in the oven. Gotta run.
Fine. You worry about your casserole, and I'll worry about the end of suburban peace and tranquility!
Now back in his shell, Vern joins the others.
That's right. Don't push, Penny, for everybody.
Got a box right over here for you, Penny.
Oh, jeepers, that is good. Kids, eat up. Anything that tastes this good has to be good for you.
You feel that buzzing in the back of your skull?
Yeah.
That's called sugar rush. It's what keeps the humans going. It's why they don't hibernate. You top that off with a little of this, and what usually takes you all summer is only going to take us a week. Whoa, hold on, Ham Squad. The last thing you need is caffeine. That's right. Come on, dig in, because this, my friends, is just the beginning. What?
Follow me into the great unknown, where pink flamingos grow. Diet soda flows, and what you take magically regenerates. On supermarket shelves, the ovens clean themselves. You don't pay the tap till the last drop.
Under RJ's guidance, the foragers craftily steal food from under humans' noses. The foragers' food store, a hollow log, starts to fill up, and RJ cheerfully ticks items off the list of what he owes Vincent.
We make a good team, me and you, we do. You can scratch my back.
Huh?
And I'll scratch my back too.
Trash all over the road. Gladys on her mobile.
Hello, I need every business listing you have under exterminator.
The animals steal food in ever more inventive ways. From a barbecue while a man's back is turned. They even take pictures on a stolen Polaroid camera. RJ sets the timer so he can be included in one picture of this furry family. Later, RJ spots a blue cool box on top of a car and takes some of them on a raid.
Ozzy!
The little possum lies in the road.
Whoa, Mom, you hit a possum.
Oh, my goodness.
Do you think it's dead?
Oh, no.
Wow.
Touch it.
Can I poke him?
No.
With Ozzy as a distraction, the foragers go for the cool box.
Debbie, I don't remember seeing a permit app for a gathering. Groups of more than one who wish to get... Oh!
Timmy, get the shovel from the car.
Ozzy does his dying speech.
Lights fading, limbs growing cold.
I see a tunnel.
Oh, no.
Mother, is that you beckoning me into the light? Must move toward the light.
What do you think he's doing? Maybe we knocked his brains loose or something.
I'm telling you, you went too far this time. Let's just get out of here and leave this.
Nice catch, Vern.
You're dangerous. You're insane.
Goodbye, cruel world.
Oh, oh.
Rosebud.
Now can I poke him?
No.
You see, this is exactly why I called the exterminator. To kill them before they get hurt like this.
Everybody get out of here right now.
Right. Kids, grab those handles.
The foragers run with the cool box, but stumble at the curb, losing the contents.
Let's go.
A big van careers around the corner with the word Verminator on the side. On the roof, a model man bashes a model rabbit on the head with a mallet. The van pulls up and a man in an orange jumpsuit gets out, carrying a case.
Oh, no.
Ah.
I believe someone phoned about an animal problem. The solution is standing before you. Dwayne LaFontaine is here.
Where have you been? I'm throwing a welcome to the neighborhood party tomorrow, and so far Debbie's car has killed more animals than you have.
Stand down, sister. I personally guarantee that there will not be a living thing at this party. The Verminator is on the job.
Leave it. Leave it.
What do we have here? Didelphus marsupialis virginianus. Approximately 10 pounds. Male.
I think he's dead.
Oh, really? Do you, in fact, have an associate's degree from Vermtech? I think he wants you to think he's dead.
Guys, move. Really move. That's it. Hurry, run. Let's go.
Look at him closely. You can see him breathing.
I certainly hope he's not in any pain. Kill it! Kill it!
Thank you all for coming. You were a great audience.
Ozzy dives through the hedge.
All right. What am I up against here? Possum, porcupine, skunk, squirrel, raccoon, amphibian.
Reptile.
No. Reptile.
Fern just makes it back to the other side of the hedge.
That was super duper performance there, fella.
I want to do it again.
Beyond super. They were riveted, man. You were awesome.
Dad, I just got to say, that was pretty good.
Props for the Ozman.
But let's not forget our brilliant leadership, RJ.
Hey, RJ, come this way. We want to show you something.
Yeah, sure.
Sweet!
What a team!
You're my hero there, fella.
They take RJ over to a comfortable corner.
Over here, this way.
RJ, come on.
Yeah, we want to show you something. Come on, hurry.
Check it out.
Your new home.
There's an umbrella for shade and a comfortable seat by some popcorn.
And look, we got a place for you right here.
That's for me?
Yeah. Is this anything like what you had, RJ?
This isn't anything like what I had, Lou.
Here, I'm not supposed to drink this.
Thanks. Is that my bag?
Yeah, we brought it in here so you wouldn't have to sleep up in that old tree.
Really? Wow.
Hey, RJ, check this out. We totally hooked up the TV. I hotwired the HD converter. We get like 1,000 channels.
Here, can you take the remote before my dad does?
Wow. A universal remote? This is nice, guys. Really nice.
We now return to A Scoundrel Among Us.
You should be ashamed of yourself. We let you into our family and you deceived us.
I gave you my heart and you ripped it into a million pieces.
Get real, Kevin, because when you feel like a dirtbag, it's because you're a dirtbag, right? So just own it. Just say it out loud. I am a dirtbag.
Dirtbag? I don't think that guy's a real doctor. What do you think there, RJ? RJ?
RJ's breathing deeply into an empty crisp bag.
Whoa, RJ, what are you doing, man? You are getting in way too deep. Just get the food. Feed the bear. Get the food. Feed the bear. Where's the food?
It's all stacked up on the red trailer. Fern's pulling it back towards the house.
Oh. Fern, what are you doing?
I'm getting things back to the way they were.
No, don't. How about I just leave?
Good. You leave and I return this stuff to the rightful owners.
What? Why?
Because we've angered the humans. And we don't want to end up like that rabbit. Hence, I'm giving this back so they won't kill us.
Vern, you don't understand. We need this stuff.
No, we don't.
You can't take it.
Yes, I can.
Let go.
You.
I have to have it.
No.
Stop.
In their scrap over the food wagon, Vern and RJ have loosened a chain, which leads to a big dog kennel.
Move slow. Keep your voice low and follow me.
What?
Shh.
No.
Shh.
No, I'm not falling for any more of your smooth talk.
I don't know what you're up to, but my entire shell is tingling, and you know what? I'm listening to it this time, and I'm putting my foot down.
Blay?
A huge black and tan Rottweiler bounces towards Vern.
Blay! Blay, blay, blay! Blay, 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 blay!
The dog scoops Vern up and throws him into the air, catching him and shaking him from side to side. RJ uses the doll as cover, but a cord that makes her talk gets pulled on a twig. RJ freezes, but it's too late. The dog drops Vern and chases after RJ instead, dragging Vern behind him, hanging onto his chain.
Attaboy, Vern, save the food! I'll lose the dog!
The dog's chain catches around the red wagon of food and Vern bounces on top. The dog jumps a fence, but the wagon crashes through it, Vern balanced precariously.
You're dropping all the food, man!
Here, catch!
Are you hungry? Look, food!
A man cooks at a barbecue in his garden.
Whoa! Look, people! Play with them! Look out!
Garden furniture goes flying as the dog chases RJ.
I'm all right.
The gas canister on the wagon ignites, sending flame out behind them.
Burn! Unhook the chain!
The dog's released and stops bouncing.
No!
The rocket-powered wagon shoots up a garden slide and into the air, with Vern on top and RJ hanging onto the chain.
Oh, boy.
Wow!
The wagon goes up so high it passes over the top of a jumbo jet before it starts to go downwards.
Vern, I told you to unhook the chain!
As the wagon plummets towards the ground, Vern grabs at a pink umbrella, which opens like a parachute for him. Clutching a now empty pack of Spuddies, RJ lands on the umbrella and slides down to join him.
Garbage cans are not to be on the curb before 8.
Oh!
The wagon hits Gladys's SUV. The explosion sends flames up as high as the umbrella and burns holes in it.
You're the devil.
RJ and Vern land with a thump amongst their foraging family members. The blue box crashes onto the red wagon.
No! No!
Vern, you all right there? Give me a hand, Oz.
Oh, sure.
What the heck happened?
What happened?
It's gone. The food! Gone!
What? Gone? How's it going?
Ask him!
Vern?
I returned it to its rightful owner.
What?
We, like, worked our tails off, you know? Like, a lot. And the food we gathered was totally, you know? And you're all whatever.
Yeah, Vern, what were you thinking? The log was full.
Full of junk.
Oh, so what are you saying there? That the food we gather our way isn't as good as the food we gather your way?
Your way? You mean his way. Can't you see RJ is just using you?
Vern, shame on you. RJ wouldn't do that.
You have got to trust me on this. Don't you understand there's something wrong with this guy? My tail tingles every time I get near him.
Oh, so we're supposed to go hungry because your butt's vibrating? I'm starting to think that little tingle of yours is just you being jealous.
Jealous? Of him?
Yeah. He's embracing the future there, and you're just holding us back.
Oh, I hold you back, all right. From extinction. Do you see what you've done here? If they listen to half the stuff you're telling them, they'll be dead within a week. You are only interested in taking advantage of them because they are too stupid and naive to know any better.
Hammy the squirrel is stunned. He looks at Vern.
I'm not stupid.
Okay, I didn't mean, I meant ignorant. To the ways over there. Come on, you guys. You know I didn't mean it like that. Don't do this. Stella, Ozzy, Hammy, you know I didn't. Hammy,
I'm not stupid.
Please.
Hammy takes RJ's hand and they follow the others.
I must give the impression that I had the answers for everything. so disappointed to see me unravel so easily. It's only change, it's only everything I know. It's only change, and I'm only changing.
Good night, Uncle RJ.
Good night, kiddo.
In the night sky, the stars form the Great Bear. It's Vincent.
Moon's full, RJ. See you in the morning.
The moon behind Vincent turns into a spuddy potato chip. Vincent takes it from the sky and eats it.
You want something that's constant, and I only want it to be.
Hearing voices on the other side of the fence, RJ creeps into it and watches Dwayne the Verminator demonstrating a series of devious traps with deadly jaws.
I gotcha!
Is it done?
Affirmative.
And did you put this one in, this depelter turbo?
That's a contraband item, ma'am, as it is illegal in every state except Texas.
I don't care if this thing's against the Geneva Conventions. I want it!
I thought you might. So I took the liberty of installing it for you. Adios, animal infestation.
Ah! Oh! Oh, my.
Dwayne switches it on and tosses a soft toy into a web of red laser lights. It meets a horrible doom, ending in a steel cage. RJ witnesses this fearsome weapon in action. He sits and holds his head.
What have I done? Shouldn't have taken all that food.
What?
I shouldn't have taken all that food. I was just trying to return things to the way they were, that's all. I was just being cautious, because that's what I am. I'm naturally tentative. There's even places in my shell I haven't been. You, on the other hand, you're like cool and crazy and fearless. I think they're right. I think I'm just jealous.
Vern, believe me, you should not be jealous of me. You got a good thing here. You're just trying to do what's best for your family.
And I think you're what's best for them now.
What about your tail?
My head says listen to my tail. My tail says listen to my head. I just end up with an upset stomach. That's why you need to be in charge now.
You don't really know what's going on here.
And you do. So what's the problem?
This, Vern, is the problem. You see this?
I'm listening.
Just...
Uh-huh.
Just hang on a second, all right?
RJ hands Vern the list of booty he owes Vincent.
You the lady throwing the party?
Yes, just to the right. There are protective booties for you to put on over your shoes.
Yes!
Yes!
What is this?
What? Oh, that is a list
of
all the stuff that you lost, Vern.
Really?
Lost a big, long list. You can see that.
Well, you're a organized little guy, aren't you? Nice job.
But you know what? I know a place that is so chock full of food, we could get it all back in one night.
Great. Let's go. Where is it?
Inside that house.
What? Ah!
What is the point of this thing?
Just send it down.
What Vern is trying to say is... I mean, it's hard to really sum it all up in just one word, but...
I'm sorry.
Come here!
Right.
Okay. Okay, listen, stay in the huddle. Here's the plan. Now, the traps are set here, 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 and here. Here, 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 here. Big one, here, here, and maybe a few over here.
Gee, is that all?
No. There's a bunch of red lights all over here. You okay, Vern? Looking a little green.
I black out for a second there, but I get the idea. There's lights, traps. I might need to change my shell.
Okay. This is us.
Can I be the car?
I want to be the car.
I'm the car. You be the shoe.
Shoe is lame.
Why don't you be that snazzy-looking iron there?
Hey! It's not important! Besides, I'm the car. I'm always the car.
Now, the plan works in three simple steps. Step one, kill the lights. Step two, get inside. Step three, get out with mountain of food.
But this place is like a fortress. Walls so high, doors impenetrable. How we get in?
The collar is the key. Literally, the collar. It's like a key that opens the door, and if
And what? You think he's just gonna hand over his collar to you?
Not to me, my femme fatale. To you.
Her?
Me?
You, Stella, will get that cat to give you his collar by using...
My stink.
Your feminine charms.
Was that out loud?
Look, raccoon, maybe that mask you're wearing is obstructing your view, but if you haven't noticed, I'm a skunk.
On the outside, maybe, but I'm looking inside, Stella, and I see a fox, and all we gotta do is get her out. Scissors.
Scissors? Whoa, go. Hey.
Hey, what's the...
Charcoal?
Air freshener.
Tomato juice.
Cork.
Cork, don't you dare.
One more thing.
Ow!
Whoa, stop. That's it. Ladies and gentlemen, our work here is done.
Oh, my.
Big jeepers.
She's all like, wow.
What?
Stella's sleek and beautiful.
Oh.
She has delicate white eyebrows and a pink nose. Her coat is glossy black with a swishy tail.
Meow.
Whoa. Whoa.
Wow.
All right, gang. This is it. We're going in.
Dwayne the Verminator shoots the head off an ornamental pink flamingo.
Ha! Oh, not again. Dang it. Those things are so lifelike.
Curse you, plastic moldsman.
From a nearby tree, RJ and Hammy watch him. Then RJ casts out his fishing line with a grappling iron on the end. The iron catches in the gutter of the house opposite them.
Okay, Hammy. Wait, whoa! Hammy!
Hammy's weight pulls him down. He hovers over the grid of laser lights that would trigger the alarm. Then RJ secures the line and Hammy reaches the guttering. He sends the line back.
No! Ah! Hammy, I told you that cookie's junk!
I like the cookie.
What's going on? Is everything okay?
RJ distracts Hammy from the cookie by shining a torchlight onto the roof.
Ah! Here we go! Come on, Hammy, come on. Follow the pretty light. There it is. That's it. That's it, that's it. There it is. Go get it.
The hyperactive squirrel dives after the light down a pipe to ground level.
Mm-hmm. That's it, that's it.
Hammy gets to the alarm system.
Go get it, you little nut!
It's off.
Bingo! Okay, step two.
I thought we'd be dead by step two, so this is going great.
Okay, gorgeous, you're on.
RJ pushes Stella forward.
Man, this better be one stupid cat.
Audio, go!
A children's toy.
She's supposed to be a cat. Put it on cat. Maybe the cat likes a cow. Let's hope the cat likes a cow.
Who goes there? You're a cat. You're a cat.
You're a cat. I'm a cat. Meow.
Yeah, right. Well, shoo. Ba-ba-ba, go on, get away from here. My owner does not give scraps to common strays.
Common strays? All right, you asked for it.
Get the collar.
Gee, that's a nice collar you got on. Mind if I have a look?
No. Come no closer. I must not be so near a creature of the outdoor woods. Achoo! Away with your filth.
My filth? My filth?
Oh, jeepers, here we go.
Okay, listen. I am sick and tired of everybody taking one look at me and running away because they think I'm filthy. Well, I got news for you. I didn't get all prepped and preemed to have some overfed pompous puffball tell me he's too good for me. I got makeup on my butt, dude, and you don't even want to know about the court.
Stop! No one has ever spoken to me like that. It is bold. I like it.
Well, believe me, there's more where that came from. Puffball.
All right, Dean, let's boogie.
You're strong. Your essence is overpowering.
What do you mean by that?
It is your eyes.
My eyes?
They are luminous.
Luminous? Dang.
You know, I think this is the part where I blacked out. Did the little shoes and cars actually get into the house?
The cat collar lands on him.
So, you got a name?
Yes, it is a Persian name, for I am Persian. I was born Prince Tigerius Mahmud Shahbaz.
Ooh, that's a mouthful. Can I just call you Tiger?
Whoa.
Using the collar, the foragers enter via cat flap.
Animals are in the house.
The little raccoon scurries up to the fridge with double doors and opens them. The dark kitchen is filled with light.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Yes!
Okay, stay hands, everybody. Let's boogie.
We got it.
Here we go.
No grip.
Penny, less claw, more pad.
Oh, okay.
That hurt.
One of the porcupine kids gets stuck on a remote control.
Uh-oh.
What was that?
That's just the sound of my heart. Can't you hear it?
This way.
Okay, we're good. Go back to work.
Go. Here, catch.
The animals form a line, throwing goodies to each other and out via the cat flap.
Oh, boy.
Yes, I'm gonna make it.
My father, he had an exceptionally flat face. Mm-hmm. He was so beautiful, he could barely breathe.
Fascinating.
Inside, I have a multi-leveled, climby thing with shag carpet. Come, I'll show you.
No. I haven't told you about my life.
Good. Going great.
What is that?
That is what gets the humans out of bed in the morning.
Ah! Where'd you go?
Get down and stay down.
The little foragers conceal themselves behind a kitchen island in the center of the room. Sleepily, Gladys stomps downstairs, wearing red satin pajamas and bunny-faced slippers. She plods over to the coffee machine and pours a cup. Then she goes to a store cupboard, opens it, and pulls out a packet of tea. She goes, leaving the cupboard door ajar, and RJ catches sight of a packet of Spuddies.
Come on, we've got to go before she comes back. No, not without those Spuddies.
What?
Blue, Penny, back to the TV. Heather, keep an eye on that human.
I'm on it, RJ.
No, Heather, wait. The tingle.
RJ, the wagon's full. Let's get out of here.
Hang on, Vincent. This will only take a second.
Vincent?
Where?
Who's Vincent?
Oh, Vern, Vincent, simple slip of the bear. The dung! Just bear with me. It's what I meant to say. There's no bear.
RJ raids the cupboard, but Gladys spots Heather on lookout.
Oh! Lights fading, limbs growing...
Heather.
Gladys goes to puke after knocking Heather senseless on the staircase with a vicious kick.
Heather.
There's a dead white rat on my staircase.
Ozzy embraces his daughter, but Heather's been pretending.
I thought you were dead.
I learned from the best, Dad.
That's my girl.
No, come to Papa!
We better hurry. We don't have much time.
What's going on, RJ?
Nothing!
Well, then let's get out of here because we have what we need.
No, we don't!
What are you talking about? We have more than enough!
Hey, listen! I've got about this long to hand over that wagon load of food to a homicidal bear. And if these Spuddies aren't on the menu, then I will be! Now let go of my tail!
What?
Let's go!
RJ reaches too far and overbalances, crashing to the floor and smashing a bottle of wine.
I'm sorry, I gotta go.
Stella, where are you going? Stella!
Gladys gets to the kitchen.
Stella!
Look, it's not you. It won't work, okay? Because I'm a... Yeah, that. Sorry you have to see this. Fire in the hole!
Green gas appears inside the house. A cork bounces onto the road. The Verminator arrives.
Oh, my God!
This smell doesn't bother you?
No. This face was bred for beauty. I cannot smell a thing.
You can't smell.
Clutching the spuddies, RJ looks hunted. He dashes through the cat flap and the others follow.
To the door! Go, 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 go! Run!
Gladys and the foragers stumble around. Dwayne appears, wearing a gas mask.
Bunny! Sleep enough!
Run! That way! Outside!
The foragers walk straight into a glass door. Dwayne advances.
Buenos dias, reptile.
The forager family are all in individual cages.
You've just been verminated.
Whoa, you stink.
That's because you let them into my house!
Hey, Nancy, stop your honking. These little guys will be disposed of quickly and humanely.
No, not humanely. As inhumanely as possible.
Gladys stomps back to her house.
It was a pleasure doing business with you, ma'am.
The caged foragers look out and see RJ trudging away from them towards the forest. The little red wagon loaded with the food they all collected together. They look glum.
What's he gonna do to us, Mama?
I don't know, baby.
I don't want to die, Dad. Not for real.
There, sweetheart. We'll be okay.
Stella reaches up and holds Hammy's shaking paw.
You were right about him, Fern. We should have listened. Sorry there.
No. I knew we couldn't trust him, and I got us into this. I should have known better.
Meanwhile, RJ's hauling the heavy wagon to the top of a hill.
Wow.
Vincent.
So I was on my way down here to kill you, but I stopped to watch the show, and I gotta say, that right there is a thing of beauty. That is the most vicious, deceitful, self-serving thing I've ever seen. Classic art. You take the food, and they take the fall.
The Verminator drives away with the foragers.
You keep this up, you're gonna end up just like me, having everything you ever wanted.
But I already had that.
What? Them? Who are you kidding? You said it yourself. You're a family of one. Always will be. It's how guys like you and me survive. So a few saps got hurt in the process. Tough. That's life. Trust me, you don't need them.
Actually, I do. And right now, they really need me. So I really need this!
RJ!
RJ pushes the wagon, which bounces downhill to the Verminator van. The van swerves to avoid the wagon. RJ clings on as the animal cages are bounced around, coming open. Dwayne passes out.
There goes the bag again!
Are you okay?
You sorry sinker!
Whoa! Stella! This is a rescue! I'm rescuing you!
I'ma gas you so hard your grandchildren will stink!
What's that?
Hair?
Bear!
Hair?
Bear!
Oh, bear!
Vincent launches himself at the truck. Vern falls down, landing on Dwayne's knee, and his foot presses the gas pedal. The truck spins and lurches down the highway.
We're out of control!
We can drive! It's just like Auto Homicide 3!
What?
While the porcupine kids handle the steering wheel, Vincent clambers towards RJ.
Come in! Pull the button!
Please select destination.
Take us home! Take us to the log!
Previous destination selected. Make a legal U-turn.
You got it!
Hammy! Let me in!
Not listening to RJ!
La 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 la!
Kids, lose that bear!
What weapons do we have? We've got a hammer!
Cool!
On the roof, Vincent gets bashed by the mallet. He smashes a window.
Thank you, yes!
Hey!
Let me in! Let me in!
No! Ring-tailed charlatan!
Ozzie!
He's just trying to help us. Just let him in!
After what he did to us!
But he came back.
And he brought a bear!
How can you
Hey! No fighting while we're driving!
We will turn this man around, mister!
He started it.
I'm telling you, he's just trying to help us, really.
But Vern, you're the one who always says, trust your tail.
But it's not tingling.
Oh! Why didn't you say so?
Hey!
Vincent bellows through the open sunroof.
You're dead, RJ. And your friends are next.
Look out!
Make an immediate left turn.
Kids aim the van at two giant party balloons outside a house. They sweep Vincent off the van and into the air behind it.
Yeah! Oh! RJ! Oh!
Look out! High score!
No.
Truck careers into a sign and towards Gladys. In slow motion, the truck turns in midair, allowing Gladys to see the foragers in the driving seat. Hammy waves just before it crashes into her house.
You have arrived.
Come on!
We gotta go!
Stop!
Oh!
The old jazz dance injury.
Go.
The foragers escape just as Dwayne regains consciousness. They skedaddle through the cat flap and through the hedge to the safety of their home.
Benny? Okay. Kids here?
Yes.
Hammy?
Okay. Scary clown.
Clutching the giant balloon, Vincent lands in front of them.
Look out!
They rush through the hedge, but Dwayne's there.
A weed hacker, Bert! A weed hacker!
They hide in the hedge.
Show your little rat faces! I'll be creatures! Stay in the woods where you belong!
Look out!
Dwayne electrocutes Vincent, but Vincent fights back with a punch.
You guys want a party, do ya? All right then, let's party!
That's it! Vern, get everybody out of here!
Huh?
I'll distract him.
Are you crazy? They'll kill you.
Well, I'm the one he wants. Just take care of your family, Vern.
I intend to. The whole family. There's gotta be something we can do.
There's no time!
Hammy!
RJ opens a can of caffeine drink and the squirrel drinks it.
Hey, Vincent! You were right! With a spuddy, enough just isn't enough!
RJ!
Now, Hammy, go!
Go!
For the manic squirrel, the world seems to stop. He strolls through the garden where Dwayne and Gladys are frozen like statues. He pauses to admire the leaves hung in midair. He reaches the alarm box and turns it to the setting for bears, then switches it on. Catching the smell of a cookie on the roof, he nips up to get it, walking back calmly with the cookie, easily avoiding all the laser lights crisscrossing the lawn in slow motion. Reaching Dwayne, Hammy gets a mischievous glint in his eye. He pushes over a garden gnome holding a shovel point upwards and positions it just behind Dwayne's backside. RJ is wearing Vern's hard shell for protection. He needs it because Vincent has his huge jaws poised to bite. As the world returns to normal time, Vern reels in the fishing line, bringing RJ and his shell back to him just as Vincent bites down onto thin air. The great bear is unable to stop himself falling onto Dwayne and Gladys and touching the web of red laser lights.
The D. Pelter Turbo. Prepare for a lot of stinging!
The foragers perch on top of the hedge wearing sunglasses to watch the D. Pelter Turbo fire up. It sends a beam so strong it can be seen out in the Milky Way, blasting through a satellite in space to create an enormous cage for Vincent, Gladys and Dwayne. The light is so intense the kids grill marshmallows and RJ pops some corn. The cage stands in the middle of a crater.
Come here, Hammy, come here. You are a genius, my boy.
Oh, thank you.
And Vern, don't you ever fix this shell.
Yeah, glad it's working for you. Take it off, give it back.
Here we go, off to the Rockies for you, Smokey.
Now, you do realize that was a Deep Helter turbo.
Oh, sir, please, it was that Verminator. He sold it to me. This has nothing to do with me.
Hey, it was in your yard. Your name's on the contract, so you can tell it to the judge.
No, it's not my fault.
Let go of me.
Ma'am.
I can't be arrested.
Excuse
me. I'm president of the Homeowners Association.
Take her down.
She's getting away. Get her.
Ma'am. Yeah.
Okay.
Go.
Oh, no. No, no. No, no.
Go! It worked! We did it!
Stella!
Over here, Tiger!
Oh, Stella!
So this is the outdoor woods? I like it.
Come on, big boy. You're coming with me.
You know, RJ... just for the record, if you told us that all that food you were trying to get was to pay back an angry bear, we would have given it to you.
Really?
Yeah, that's what families do. They look out for each other.
I've never really had anything like that.
I know. But believe me, this is the gateway to the good life.
Really wish you would have told me that sooner.
Yeah, well, that's bad communication. Also something families do. So what do you say? You want to be part of it?
RJ throws down his golf bag and Hammy rushes over.
Oh, come here. Come here. Oh.
I promise I wouldn't do this.
Okay.
Welcome to the family.
What a first week of spring, huh? Wait a minute. That means there's only 267 days left in winter. What are we going to do for food?
Oh.
Yes, Hammy.
I filled the log.
Look!
I found my nuts!
The end.
Rocking the suburbs, from Downing Mews to Chevy Chase. Rocking the suburbs, we numb the muscles in our face. We're rocking the suburbs, we feed the dog and mow the lawn. Watching mommy bounce the checks while daddy juggles credit cards.
Let me tell y'all what it's like watching Idol on a Friday night in a house built safe and sound on Indian burial ground. Sham on. We drive our cars every day to and from work both ways, so we make just enough to pay to drive our cars to work each day. Hey. We're rocking the suburbs. Around the block just one more time. We're rocking the suburbs, 'cause I can't tell which house is mine. We're rocking the suburbs
now.
We part the shades and face the facts. They got better looking fescue right across the cul-de-sac. Hot real estate, rising stars. Get rich quick seminars, some fun from magazines, 40,000 watt nativity scenes. Don't freak about the smoke alarm. Mom left the TV dinner on. Yeah, we're rocking the suburbs, from Downing News to Chevy Chase. We're rocking the suburbs, we numb the muscles in our face. We're rocking the suburbs, we feed the dog. While daddy juggles credit cards.
That, my friends, is the object of all human attention and devotion. And they call it a TV.
Wicked cool.
You see, humans feel a deep inner need to connect with the world around them.
That is just super duper.
They also feel a deep need to sit on their fat butts. Watching TV fulfills both needs at the same time.
Wow, interesting.
Come on, kids. Family time there, in front of the TV. Get your snacks in.
Buy a bell. Buy a bell. Buy a Y. Please buy a Y.
I can't find the remote.
Hey, Spikey. Raisha.
Does anybody see the remote?
Dad, chill.
I could do a little TV. I think today's the day we find out if the baby is gifted or if Saxon is really an alien.
Just like Khan in Star Trek II! The Genesis Project was in the hands of the Enterprise, but Khan had his perfect plan to steal the invention of renewable life!
Well, that was specific.
I saw it on TNT. They were doing a retrospective, you know.
Gummy worm, anybody?
Let me have one.
Bucky, pass this to Luke.
Taste this.
Yeah. Would you take that?
This is the perfect food.
Fat-free cookies? You might as well just be eating dirt.
I've had dirt. I don't like dirt. It tastes like dirt.
Shh. The show's starting.
In the suburbs, everything we need is here. We're rocking the suburbs, but it wasn't here last year. We're rocking the suburbs. You'll never know when we are gone, because the timer lights upon and turns the cricket noises on each night. Yeah, yeah, we're rocking the suburbs. Special offer, a guaranteed personality. I wasn't born so much as I fell out. Nobody seemed to notice me. We had a hedge back home in the suburbs, over which I never could see. I heard the people who lived on the ceiling scream and fight most scarily. Hearing that noise was my first ever feeling. That's how it's been all around me. I'm all lost in the supermarket. I can no longer shop happily. I came in here for the special offer, a guaranteed personality. I'm all tuned in, I see all the programs. I save coupons from packets of tea. I've got my giant hit discotheque album. I empty a bottle and feel a bit free. Caves in the halls and pipes in the walls make me noises for company. Long distance callers make long distance calls, and the silence makes me lonely. I'm all lost in the supermarket. I can no longer shop happily. I came in here for a special offer, a guaranteed personality. I'm all lost in the supermarket. I can no longer shop happily. I came in here for a special offer, a guaranteed personality.
Climatic.
Shoot!